This is TWiT.
What problem are people solving when they're reaching for Opencast?
It's a little bit like a teeny tiny little YouTube for one institution. Though teeny tiny, it doesn't always fit it quite well, because if we are looking at some of the larger institutions, we're actually looking at somewhat around 70,000 to more than 100,000 videos they are managing, but there are also very small ones.
Wow. So talk about the major components. I think I hit a couple of them, but can you tell me sort of what's in the box?
So the idea is mainly to have a processing and distribution channel, which is more or less, if you want to, completely automated. So let's say your university, that's the most common case. So you have all these lecture halls and all the lecturers doing their regular lectures, and you don't want to really disturb them with recording stuff. So what you build into your lecture halls is some kind of video capture device. And there are a bunch of different options for this. So there are a lot of vendors who actually interact with Opencast. So you can just go out, grab one of their solutions and put it into the lecture hall. But you can also build it yourself. In fact, there are a few free and open source software solutions around Opencast, which handles exactly this. So you can build your own hardware, which then captures your lecture, then it automatically uploads this to Opencast, which is then the core system, which does things like, well, most importantly, process the video, so generate different qualities from this and stuff like that. There is a small video editor in the administrative tools, so you can cut stuff away. Maybe it's a private conversation your lecturer had at the beginning of the recording. There's automatically a detection or a video analysis. For example, there is a slide detection. So usually if you have your standard PowerPoint slides, then Opencast would detect these slides, and you can later in the player jump to each and every slide separately. And it also does a little bit of text extraction, for example, on these slides, so you can search through your videos. And then finally, it does publish your video. And for publishing, we actually have a lot of different options. You can just use the internal media portal, though it's not a very sophisticated video portal. That's actually a project for next year, I think. Oh, sorry. No, it's 2019 already, so it's a project for this year. But there's a small one in there, but you could also integrate into other systems. So a lot of universities actually integrate the system in their lecture management system. So I'm not sure if these names say you anything. They do to me, because I'm in the academic section of open source, but you can integrate it into Sakai or Canvas or Blackboard or Elias or Moodle. So that's most of the publications. And then finally, if you want to, you can actually automatically publish to YouTube. So that's still an option if you want to.